Hi, friend. Do you feel stretched thin sometimes, or maybe a lot of the time? Do you feel stretched raising a family, a wife life, and growing an online business? At times, it seems like all of those things can seem very over-demanding. And if only we could develop the skill of great productivity and time management. But what if we had some help with the daily stuff? What if you didn't feel like you had to take on all of the things and actually be able to hand off some of those tasks to family and not feel a big burden of guilt doing it? Today, we are going to talk about enlisting the help of your little family and to kind of help with the daily chores and how you can minimize your daily schedule to reduce the overwhelm that you feel and burnout. Let's get into it. What's up, friend? Are you burnt out spending wasted hours creating endless content on social media with little to no growth? Do you feel constantly glued to your phone, networking and nurturing leads, only to get ghosted anyways? Do you Google things like, how do I grow a business without social media? Or how to use keywords in SEO? Do you wish that you had more flexibility and freedom in your schedule? Good news, sis. I'm here to tell you that it is completely possible to grow a successful business online, to make a passive income from home in less time with streamlined automation, to grow your audience organically, and to finally be present and available for your family. I'm Katie, boy mom, wife, coffee lover, and a Christian business and content marketing coach. I struggled for years trying to grow my business online, exchanging family time to create endless amounts of content for social media that never helped me grow my audience or traffic organically. And now I'm going to teach you just how I did it so you too can grow the dream business that God has placed on your heart. Grab your coffee, your favorite sweatshirt, and let's do this. Are you an aspiring entrepreneur and feel so stretched for time? On top of house chores, kid duty, spouse time, and all the other demanding things that makes your list seem so huge to manage? There has to be a way to simplify it, right? The answer to that is yes. I have found what works for me, and it might just work for you too. So, I know it might not always seem easy to have an honest moment with yourself and accept that your current routine has you completely overwhelmed. I know for me, it can be really hard to admit, even to myself, that I need to size down my daily task list, or ask for help, or to even step away for a little bit. And for me, it feels like if I'm asking for help, that I'm burdening my kids and my husband with stuff that I should be able to manage myself, or that I'm actually admitting out loud that I can't keep up or I can't do. And it's hard sometimes to admit that we actually need help. And it's also a sobering reminder that even though we're moms, we need help too. And there's nothing wrong with asking for help. And it took a long time for me to admit that I even needed help. But once I did, I was really surprised that my family was actually willing to help. And they also understood how I was feeling. And it's so easy to get overwhelmed raising kids and while you're trying to grow an online business. The days easily can bleed together, and before you know it, you're probably finding yourself cooking dinner late again. Do you ever feel like you're constantly apologizing for not having the kitchen clean or dinner cooked at a decent hour? Friend, I totally can relate to that. It's a constant feeling of guilt that you're always letting your family down. And the only thing that you might continuously pray and ask God for is balance, the ability for good time management skills, maybe, and just maybe a little help from your family. So one thing I would like to share is, even though you might be struggling with this kind of guilt, maybe you're just not good with time management. And I even know I still struggle with time management, and sometimes it feels like a vicious cycle that you get yourself stuck in and it's hard to get out of. But I just want to take a minute to encourage you that even though you might feel guilty, your family is very proud of you, and they do understand the pressure that you're feeling, but only if you voice it. Realistically, our kids and spouse cannot read our mind. So if you're stretched to the max and feel irritable and exhausted, they're not going to pick up on exactly why. You have to tell them. You have to say so. Maybe you've ever so nicely, maybe at one point, asked politely for some help, and the kids might have disappeared into their room, did like a hide and dash, or hide out to avoid helping. My kids do that. But here's the problem, sister. Stop asking. In order to grow a thriving online business, we mompreneurs need support. So you got to rally those kids in and have a heartfelt discussion as a whole family. So number one, explain the overwhelm that you're feeling. So first things first, you need to be honest with how you're feeling with the right approach. Patience. You shouldn't address anything when you're mad. And when you're mad, you should probably wait and calm down enough to explain how you are feeling, so there's no emotion, no high emotions attached to it. And explain how stretched you feel. And the extra support would be amazing if your family pitched in just a little bit. And, you know, keep the requests small. You would be surprised at just how having a little help getting one task off your plate feels so much lighter. And ask the family if they could help keep things tidy rather than leave a trail of wherever they've been in the house. Number two, start your day earlier. So I know if you're anything like me, you love your sleep. But if you're really serious about growing an online business and making it work and creating a passive income, it's a sacrifice that you're going to have to be willing to make. If your goal is to get up maybe an hour before you normally would, start in 20 minutes to half an hour increments. I know sometimes that helps me. Don't skip your coffee or tea, you know. Start your day with that. And God, you got to have God in there. And we want to set a good tone for the day. And the way to do that is to spend time in the Word. And, you know, sometimes soaking in God's peaceful love and presence just makes the day so much better starting it that way. And number three, delegate tasks to your kiddos. So let me just say, you would be amazed at how willing kids would be able to help with business stuff. So my oldest son is 14 and he's a pretty techie kid. So I asked him if he wanted to help me learn to create graphics and edit my episodes, and he's totally willing. He's like, yeah, I'll give it a try. And so that was cool. You know, my husband helps me and he takes pictures and he's super good at it too. Totally willing. So depending on how old your kids are, you might have a certain task that you can delegate to them, so they can kind of take it off your plate, like organizing paperwork. But maybe you organize the paperwork, but have them hole punch it and put it in a binder, or, you know, something to that effect. Or have them kind of look over graphics that you created. Maybe you don't have a way to hire somebody on to do graphics yet, so it's kind of on you. But I always ask my boys after I create graphics how they look to get honest feedback, because, you know, kids are usually pretty honest about that kind of stuff. And it helps them feel involved and they love it. Maybe your office area needs to be cleaned, so you can have your kids help and tidy up your desk, or, you know, something like that. And if you have a child that's younger, usually if you give them a rag and they're told to wipe things down, they'll do it, and they will be so tickled pink to do it. That's just something little kids love to do, as long as they're involved in some way. They're like, oh, yay, I get to help mommy clean. So when it comes to chores, whether they end up being done right or not, and I know this isn't easy, but listen, mom, I know we want chores done right. You know, the dishes need to be put in the dishwasher exactly the right way. They need to be organized in the strainer the right way. The towels and laundry has to be folded the right way. Detach, friend. The point is, you don't have to do it. Someone else agreed to help, and however it gets done, as long as it gets done, look the other way, sis. So assign chores to your kids according to their age. So for example, my youngest is 11, and I assigned him like folding towels and putting them away. And my teen is in charge of putting the dishes away, but sometimes they switch and take turns. And they also take turns taking out the garbage. I usually don't even have to direct them on what they're doing. They usually just get it figured out themselves. They sort it out, which is really good. So do they have a gaming console, which I assume most kids do these days? And the rule is, in our house, they don't play games until chores are done, and they only get a limited amount. And getting them into this habit creates muscle memory for them. So they know at some point, well, if I want to play games, then I have to do this. So soon it'll automatically just become a normal habit for them to do without being told. So number four, your online business task, or keep your online business task list to a daily minimum. So a really good way to get to feel overwhelmed is to completely overload your planner with an insane amount of tasks. And this is super easy to do. Please don't fall into this trap of overloading. You have to be realistic with the time that you have. You can't fit a dozen tasks in a limited amount of time. That is the fastest way to burn yourself out. So you have to set a maintainable work schedule and a realistic one to follow. So know the amount of time that you have to work on online business tasks. So if, for example, you have set aside 4 hours, write 3 to 5 tasks for that specific time frame, depending on the length of those tasks. Work on the tasks in chunks. Instead of dedicating those 4 hours to one task, work on the tasks in time blocks within those hours. That way you're making progress with all of the tasks you have and not just one. You're focused. It's not just on one task. And I know that might sound kind of counterintuitive to do that. And I know at first that's how I looked at it, but it actually does work if you get more done doing it this way. Number five, eliminate distractions. So for me, my phone is my biggest distraction. So put it out of sight, away from your work area. Put it in another room. Shut it off. Just stop scrolling. Keep any tab or program closed on your computer that is not business related. And write down any ideas that you think of to research or look up later into after what you're done with your work time. Your work time is your work time, basically. That's the best way to avoid the shiny object syndrome that, you know, is procrastination. And that's kind of the habit that you get yourself into picking up your phone in the middle of working, is it's just like a procrastination type of habit that you don't even realize what you're doing. And procrastination is probably my best friend right there, you know. I've been trying to break up with this dude for a while, but procrastination is a pretty consistent dude. JK, in all seriousness though. So stick to your daily tasks. If you have a paper planner and you can't resist looking at it, remove it from your work area until you're done working. Whatever that is a major distraction for you, take it off your desk and put it away from your work area. Number six, take breaks. Remember self-care. You still need to move around and eat. Do not skip eating. It won't help you get your work done any faster by skipping meals. So set a timer or alarm for every hour to get up and move around, or for at least 10 to 15 minutes. And it's easy to forget to eat. Don't starve yourself. If you have to, choose a day where you're not working, you have a day off, give yourself a day off. Hopefully you do. And meal prep to make things easier. And I can tell you, eye strain is a real thing. If you start feeling like the light on your computer screen is getting really bright, turn the brightness down, or if you have that kind of blue light, you can kind of shut off on your computer. Most computers have that now. Use that, shut that off. And you can even take a break, take a mini break away from the screen so your eyes can readjust. Just science shows that if you even look away from your computer to have your eyes readjust for like 20 seconds and then bring them back, that helps too. So the most simple but easy to forget things can make the shortest days easier. Whether it's house chore day or online business task day, having even a small amount of support and being able to hand off even a couple of chores are better than trying to tackle all the things. You have to learn to listen to yourself. When you start feeling a little bit overwhelmed or burnt out or exhausted, that means it's time to step away and reevaluate your schedule and adjust some things in your day. As a mompreneur, I hope these tips help you enlist your family for support so you can focus on growing your online business. Friend, I hope you have an awesome weekend, and I will see you back here on Tuesday. I hope this episode inspires you and blesses you. If you liked this episode, share it with a business bestie or a friend and help grow our community by going into iTunes and joining our sister squad by subscribing to the show and leaving a review. And I would love for you to come hang out with me in my Facebook group. And you can find that at bit.ly/contentmarketingmompreneur. Talk next time.